Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. Once again, welcome back into another edition of the EG3 Podcast, folks. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Sports, track, or running, whatever point comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Thursday night, June 5th, 2025. Where has this year gone? We are almost halfway through 2025. And we have made it to 1 week to go before things get serious on a track in Rockhurst High School. I'll give you the lowdown here in this podcast here momentarily. It's going to be a little bit different. Things will be a little bit different here in the month of June. We're getting that here in just a second. Again, this is your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much here for joining us here on this Thursday, which will be Friday night. That's when this podcast will come out. I'll get into reasons in that in just a moment, of course. Like, subscribe. Hit the alarm bell. We're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, the EG3 Podcast. Underneath the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Of course, yeah. So, folks, so here's the kind of lowdown for the rest of the month. This is going to be once. I'm trimming it back down to once a month, or not once, once a week via the schedule, because things are about to get a little hectic. We are truly on the running side, right? Next week, next Thursday night, at this time, folks, well, almost at this time, an hour away pretty much, but at this very time, yours truly will be getting ready to hit the track for another edition of the KC Metro Mile, Kansas City, Missouri. Rockhurst High School, the location, for those of you who want to come out and check out this event, events will start right around this time, pretty much when it's around 6 o'clock Central Time. Things will go down there. It'll probably be hot. Yep, probably hot, but the action is going to be even hotter on the track, and I cannot wait. I've had this event circled since last year. And it's about almost here, folks. Almost race week officially for this podcast. I can't wait. I cannot wait for it to get here. Anxious for it to get here and all that other stuff. We got to get through the weekend and all that. So there's that. So you're going to have this podcast. And then the outline for this episode changed on a dime. We'll get into that momentarily. But I wanted to just let y'all know the schedule moving forward, at least for the rest of the month. And then yours truly, I did talk about this on the last episode. Usually here for the last 7 months, there's been two episodes. For those of you who are very new to this podcast, so there's been two episodes that have been coming out. Tuesdays and Thursdays. The Tuesday shows have been all about NASCAR or other sports. Thursday show is strictly about running. So that's been a lowdown the last couple of months. Now, I'm changing up just a bit because of the hectic schedule that I'm on here for throughout the rest of the month. And then it'll slow down in July, might pick back up in August. I haven't made a decision on whether to jump back in the ring with the whole last runner standing thing. I'm too worried about focused on right now what I need to do in my mile race coming out next Thursday night. I'm too busy worried about that and focused, locked in on what I need to do to make some noise in this race next week. So I will make a permanent decision on that. I know I've been getting asked that question. Not right now. My mind's focused on making noise next week in the KC Metro Mile. Make some noise, because that's my goal next week for that. So I'm not gonna, and that's all I'm saying towards that. I'm not gonna give the game. There will be a few. I will record on Sunday the KC Metro. So there will be an episode fully close to running, and I'll record it on Sunday, and it will come out as the KC Metro Mile preview show on Monday or Tuesday, one of those 2 days. So be on the lookout for that, and I will not record again until the postcast that following weekend, and then that's going to probably lead up to Duluth. So you're truly going to be going. So this is going to be pretty much like 2 years ago when this is my first year doing this race. Again, this is, again, for those of you who are not too familiar with the KC Metro Mile, I'll explain all that. There's been past episodes that I have talked about it briefly on what this event is all about. One night, no road, No trail running, none of that giddy gaggly stuff. This is where I come from. Track and field, all business goes down next Thursday night. So I'll explain more in the next Monday or Tuesday's episode, which I record that on Sunday. So I'll record, have that out. I don't want to mess around with too many things because I want my mind locked in on the KC Metro Mile next week. I don't want to be messing around with anything else like that. I really want to be zeroed in, focused, like I've been focused ever really since I crossed the finish line at Olathe for the full. I just been, what I need to do, how what I need to do to PR, what I need to do this for this race. So this is my background. This is why I need to make noise. I feel like this is probably Boston and KC Metro Mile are two totally different things, right? Boston, obviously, everybody knows that. Everybody wants one Boston. I get it. And even me, that wasn't my goal purpose. Y'all can believe me or not, but I got the mic in my hand. That was my focus. My focus was to get back and do something. Get back in shape. Run. Have something to do other than just going to work, 9 to 5, 9 to 6, get off late, and all this other stuff, right? I wanted something else to do because I'm a competitive person. I want to do something competitive, whether that's a church softball or anything, right? And now you fast forward this now. Look, and it's still, and even with, you know, knowing a lot more people that want to do Boston, and great, that's great for you guys. Y'all want to do Boston? Y'all want to do that? Awesome. Y'all want to qualify for that? Great. That's awesome. Do what you need to do, right? But this right here, I didn't even know anything about this event until Alex did it, when the KC Metro Mile was in his first year, when my brother Alex did it. Hang on a second. See, this is why it's like, what? Why right now? Well, I'll tell you that's my coach. Yeah, so that's my coach there, but I'll get in after the show. But I knew she was going to do that. But anyways, but you just, look, not to try to get off the rails too much, but look, that's good for you guys. But for me, this is my background, and I'm treating this like Boston. Yeah, you can give me the weird looks and all that, but this, to me, track and field, this is where I come from and all that stuff. And the build-up, again, the build-up to this, I did two years participating in this. It's kind of like, for me, relating to a team that's just trying to build for the playoffs, if it makes sense. I'm using Kansas City Royals, for example, right? Getting in, and this was somewhat, the midday show talked about it, and I think Josh Springer also talked about it earlier today. But look, the Kansas City Royals made it to the division series, made it to the postseason last year, right? As a wild card, right? Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino and them boys, right? Made it that far, right? You win the playoff series, right? You beat the Baltimore Orioles. You handle them, right? So, and then you take on the big, bad New York Yankees, right? And I believe they won one of the games in the division series. And, of course, they lost. Of course, the end result, you all know the end result of that series, right? So now, okay, now, right, look, all right, what's the limit? What's the, what we're trying to get to? We're trying to be a team that's trying to always get to the wild card every year or miss out on the division, or we're trying to win the division, and if you know what I'm saying, get to, all right, we check that box off. We won a playoff series. Check that box. What is the next level, right? Division series, all right. If we get there this year, awesome. Then we fall in the pennant in the league championship series. That's fine. We hit our goals for this year. We're playing house money, right? If you get what I'm saying, this is the EC3 podcast, Eddie Gritter III here, recording on June 5th, 2025. It is officially one more week from right now, from the KC Metro Mile. Eddie Greer here for the podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. We'll get into the rest of the sports in a little bit, but just to finish up my point, because I really want to save this for recording, but just to paint a picture real quick, that's the picture, right? This is my third year, because the heat sheets came out like I knew it would on yesterday morning, right? So it came out officially yesterday morning. There might be some tweaks depending on some last minute registrations and whatnot. So we'll see. But look, we're already in this thing. And all right, first year, all right, it was fun and all that. Hey, it was before, a week before, I had to travel to Duluth for the grandma's full marathon. And I know what happened there. It didn't affect my race or anything like that. It was just like, boom, there we go. No training, no mile trial. I didn't do no mile trial or anything less like that. Go out there, see what happens. Go out there, compete. Nobody don't really know who you are. So go out there, do what you do, and put out, and I'll probably say this on next week's show. Sub 5. The goal is sub 5, right? Boom. Box check there. Last year, called my shot. Pretty much nearly called a shot. I said I was going to sub 450. 450 on a dot. Came awfully close. You're doing that, but still. Year 2 last year. PR. Even moved up. Made a late gain. Made a late charge toward the top 5. That wasn't even in the card. Playing with house money. Again, playing with house money. End up finishing in top 5. It could have been more. I even said in that post, I said, damn, I wish there were 200 meters. More meters. Because I was going to get 5th. No, I was going to get 4th and 3rd. Yeah. So, there's a reason. This year. If you get my analogy. Get what I'm saying. You know, look. I'm going to put this out. I don't think anybody's saying me do much. To be honest with you. That's what I'm saying. So, look. It's there. For me, it's there. It's wide open. I look at it like this. Track, everybody's on the same playing field. You probably get me on the road. I get it. Hey, you get me on the road in a road mile or a road 5K. Well, you put this thing on a track, to me, in my opinion, hey, it's all out the window. Everybody's on an even playing field, in my opinion. You can get got on every game of the night. And this is why I am so cautiously optimistic and... I don't like using the word confidence, but I'm gonna have to throw it in here, given the fact. Look, you got a shot here. Third year, we'll see go out there, see what happens a little bit. Ain't nobody giving you a chance to win this thing. So look, I'll explain more next week, and I got a pretty good feeling, and I'll put myself out there. And now with the whole, you know, Wild Card, Division Series, American League Championship Series, World Series, sub 5. Okay, we did that already. And even if the result isn't what it is, look, the baseline, you got to get sub 5. That is the bottom line. I think there's more out there to get. And look, 450, last year nearly got that. So we got that. Now, the level... The needle has moved. Sub 450. It's the fast Eddie goal for next Thursday night. Can he do it? Cautiously optimistic. A little confident doing that. So we'll see what happens, man. If you cannot tell, I am fired up for this thing. And maybe more so than not. This is what I circled every year. And I would have never found this out if Alex never participated in this thing. So we'll see what happens. But obviously, there's going to be more. Next week, on next week's full preview episode on that. So there's your running, folks, for this episode there. Cause I wanted to rant on the Braves for a minute. So we're going to transition into that, when we come back for a break. So again, the KC Metro Mile. I'll say that for the end, because the 800 meter showcase, y'all going to be seeing, for those of y'all who are going to make it out to Rockhurst High School, Thursday night. Next Thursday night. This thing is loaded. Woo! Loaded with 150 high school talent across the board. So this also irritates me too. All these notifications. Why can't you just like it when I just post it instead of waiting? Stupid. It's stupid. I'm not gonna call no names, but That irritates me. But anyways, We're gonna take a time out here on Wild Podcast. I'll explain the 800 meter showcase at the back end of this episode. We'll come back. We're around on some Atlanta Braves. I know. I talked about the Kansas City Royals now. So there's that. But we gotta flip it back to EG3's team, the Atlanta Braves. What the hell is going on? We'll talk about it in just a moment. Welcome back, y'all, to the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer the Third, EG3 Podcast. Running sports, whenever important, comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri, coming to you on this Thursday, June 5th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this. Go, kind of throwing it back a little bit to when I first got into the podcast space. This is going to be a full episode. They're probably going to be around 45, 50 minutes, somewhere around there. So this is not your typical all running episode. But you're going to get that on Monday or Tuesday night. Before the KC Metro Mile goes down, the fourth edition of the track meet, once a knife opportunity to hit the track. No trail running, no regular running, no road mile, none of that road mile stuff. It's on the track, baby. Next Thursday night is going down. You probably can tell I am jacked up and maybe slightly a little irritated. So thank you for joining me here on this edition, this week's edition of the podcast there as well. So, again, a lot more KC Metro Mile talk, a preview. We will be related to all about the mile, nothing else. And yes, before Atlanta Braves, congratulations to all that participated in the Hospital Hill Run last weekend there as well, who finished, who conquered those hills. Congratulations to you guys out there for doing that. Did not want to leave that out there off the sheet as well. All right, so Atlanta Braves. Now, I talked about the KC Royal, and speaking of which, both teams have something in common today. Giving up leads. Atlanta Braves, probably the worst of it. Royals were leading 3-0. They get run down. Well, the Royals forced extras. They lose to the St. Louis Cardinals, the hater rival, quote-unquote. And shout out to my guy. Now, I know I'm not no Royals fan, but I'm a fan of this guy. Jack Caglione. Yes, sir. And for those of you like, what are you talking about? Look, I am originally from the South, Georgia. Now, I lived in Florida, too, for a handful of years and followed my other college team, the Florida Gators. Now, again, I'm a K-State alum now, so first and foremost. But my second college team, the Florida Gators. And I follow Jack Caglione, and he was on a podcast, Ben Troop, 84 Reasons Gator Podcast. One of the podcasts that I like to listen to a lot. Whenever he posts again. I follow Florida baseball a little bit down there. I know who Caglione is. So for him, and finally, on the day that I record this podcast, he gets his first major league hit. Not only that, drives in a run. Now, again, that's going to get, might get overshadowed a little bit by the fact that Royals blew a 3-0 lead and then lost in the extras there. But, I want to give a good Caglione a shout-out on this podcast. So, curveball out of left field there for y'all in that one there as well. So, yeah, I'm a big Cag guy there as well. So, I might have to get a Cag shirt at some point, maybe. We'll see about that. But, anyways, my main team, the Atlanta Braves, what the hell is going on? This is not Atlanta Braves baseball. Now, I'm still a fan. Don't get me wrong, I'm still a fan. I talked to my coworker who works the back of the warehouse. He's a big Atlanta Braves fan himself. And when is the last time the Braves won a game, man? This is not the first time I've ran on the Braves in a bad way on this podcast. If you've been following me for the last couple months, I got after the Atlanta Braves on one of the episodes, and I'm gonna get after him here. This is not Atlanta Braves baseball. And all this talent, what are we now? 27-34 or something like that? That is ugly. That is disgusting. Atlanta Braves baseball, where you're going up against, you have one of the toughest divisions in Major League Baseball. Getting walked down by Diamondbacks, who are not playing great either. But how the hell you give up? You were leading 9-3. At one point in this game. And at one point, 10-4, right? And all of us get notifications. Speaking of notifications, I get notifications late saying up 10-6, up 10-8. Seven runs in the top of the ninth inning to seal off an unfathomable comeback for the Diamondbacks, and we get swept by Arizona. Are you kidding me? Can't happen. No, we're not playing this. Don't get me started. We're not playing this. Oh, it's okay card. It ain't. When you got talent, the Atlanta Braves. Look, Casey Royals have a better record than the Braves. But it's simple, right? Because Braves, they have all this talent. Look, okay. Again, another Kansas City Royals reference. Did not expect that to happen in this episode, but I'm going to roll with it anyway. Royals got talented players, right? On paper. Who's the most talented team on paper? Braves. Sorry. Hands down. But, saying that, you got to go out, again, like I always say, you got to go out in there and do it. Paper is one thing. Going out and actually executing it and doing it, it's another thing. And Braves, they ain't doing a damn thing right now. I can say a whole bunch of stuff right now, but I'm trying to keep this cleanish as possible because I can say a whole bunch of bad stuff that you do not want to say, that you do not want to hear, and I am going to avoid that. That's just unexcusable because I'm trying not to let the Braves stress me out. And the way that things are trending right now, I told several other people, I don't think it's going to happen. The Mets playing out of their minds right now. The Phillies going to be the Phillies. The Marlins. Well, no, actually, not the Marlins. The Nationals beat the Braves. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's just a mess. Alex Anthopoulos struck out on the offseason. It's just bad. It's just bad look. It's bad. It's going to get worse. And on top of that, you replace this was stunning. You replace the third base coach and bring back an old head, Freddy Gonzalez, back on third base. Now, again, for those of you who are not Braves fans, Freddy Gonzalez was manager at one point in time for the young baby Braves back in the early 2000s with Kelly Johnson, veteran Chipper Jones. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, this boy knows Braves baseball. Hell yeah, I do. This is the EG3 podcast, Eddie Gray III here on this full episode edition of the podcast here. Coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, recording this episode on June 5th. Yeah, June 5th, already in June 2025 on a Thursday. This will come out tomorrow night, heading into y'all's weekend. And then next weekend is Father's Day weekend, which I'll be busy on Father's Day weekend. Next weekend is going to be, it's going to be this range of emotions and everything else like that. But look, man, Braves, they're definitely not playing. They're playing like a sorry-ass team right now. And I'm afraid it's going to get worse. I'm at a point where, you know, hey, man, you might as well just be sellers, dog. At the deadline. Oh, my goodness. It's just, you cannot. There's just too many mistakes. And I like Brian Snicker. He led us to the promised land back in 21. That unpredictable World Series title championship run. This was a questionable decision making in that front office. Alex Anthopoulos, like I said, you struck out big time. I don't know what you're thinking, Freddie Freeman. And speaking of, you know, I'm definitely not a Dodgers fan, but still a Freddie Freeman guy. He should not be over there. He definitely should not be over there. Being stingy and all that else with his money. Come on, man. That is your franchise. Got if anything, Bobby Witt, the franchise of the Royals, Freddie Freeman was that for the Braves, and you ship him away. Stupid. Absolutely stupid. I'm frustrated with this team. I think this is going to get worse. With all this talent, Riley, Olsen, Albies, Acuna Jr. coming, even he coming back. He's making his presence felt. But can't. Hey, you ain't going to get noticed with a team losing, right? It can't happen. It just cannot happen. And if I were recorded right after that, I would have even gone off even worse. This rant would have been even worse than what it is right now. So I'm not going to be stressing out. by the Atlanta Braves anytime soon. And I was trying to figure out to go to Tennessee. Try to plan out some type of vacation, because you know I'm not a vacation type of guy. But again, I was trying to figure out maybe, hey, I want to see the Braves in NASCAR, because I'm a NASCAR type of guy. They're going to be playing them and the Cincinnati Reds. And the Cincinnati Reds are going to be playing inside the famous Bristol Motor Speedway in August. And that's the same time around. See, this is why hard decisions, right? But look, this is around last man standing, or last runner standing time. And this is what I can't worry, like I said at the top, I can't worry about that right now. I got business to take care of next week. I got to stay in the moment, and on top of that, get ready to go literally next week at Rockhurst High School. For those of you who want to come out or available to come out, watch it. Atmosphere, I have hyped it up all up to this point, and the atmosphere is rock solid. It's probably even better than your average high school meets, middle school meets. You know what I'm saying? The UGV podcast, Eddie Gritter III, here on this Thursday here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this episode June 5th, 2025. Yeah, so I'll finish this point on the Braves, and we'll take our final timeout here in this episode. But okay, this just can't happen. This just cannot happen. All this talent, Alex Anthopoulos didn't do a damn thing, and it's showing. It's showing, and it's embarrassing. You got all this talent, you losing, and we're talking about being sellers. Get out of here with that, man. This is, I'm embarrassed as a fan of this team. As much as I want to jump off the bandwagon sometimes, I can't do that. I'm a longtime Atlanta Braves fan. Again, I'm originally from the state of Georgia. And I've been to a lot of Braves games my whole entire life. And even after all this, I'm still planning on going to the Kansas City Royals. See, when the Braves come in here to Kansas City in about a couple months, I'll be there. I'll be there cheering them on. Now, I was at Kauffman Stadium for a different reason not too long ago for a running event. Well, not, I don't want to say necessarily running, but a kind of a social event when the Royals beat the Minnesota, no, was it the Twins? Damn it. The Guardians. There you go. When the Cleveland Guardians came to Kauffman Stadium for that, because I was there kind of cheering. I had my Braves hat on, though, but still cheering for the Royals, right? So, but it'll be flipped this time because the Braves are coming to town. I'll still be rooting for them, but I'm embarrassed. Another Atlanta sports collapse again. This time in the hands of the Braves. Add that to the dictionary of collapses in Atlanta sports history, folks. And no, and I know what y'all gonna say, NFL football. I ain't touching that. Anyways, when we get back here in our final segment here on the podcast here, boy, oh boy, somebody came out of hiding. We'll talk about that and kind of get you caught up on NASCAR for a quick minute and set up what could be a super fast 800-meter race next Thursday night. This is another edition of the 3Y Podcast. EG3. I did it. Let's go to break right now. This is the EG3 podcast underneath the 3Y podcast with EG3. Welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. Welcome back to this episode here on this June 5th on a Thursday, 2025. Eddie Greer. Yeah, y'all probably laughing at me. Yeah, so this, real quick, this was a NASCAR podcast for a long time. For those of you who are very new to this podcast, again, thank you for giving your time up to listen to EG3 just rant about teams that you don't care about. But again, this was a NASCAR podcast for a long time before switching it back to the old format. And then, of course, last year, I talked a lot about my running events and things like that. That still applies here, but a little bit of change of plans for this month because it's like, I got a thing here. So it's like bouncing back and forth here a little bit. So it's going to be one episode this week. It'll come out tomorrow night on Friday night. So heading into y'all's weekend. And then I'm going to record a full preview of the KC Metro Mile over the weekend, which I'm going to sit and record that on Sunday. So I'm going to have that ready for y'all on Monday or Tuesday. So I don't have to screw around Hang on a second. So I have to screw around with that. There we go. Sorry about that. Yeah, so I was messing around with that during the week, during race week. I was trying to get serious for this Casey Metro Mile, which I've had circled for a while. I told y'all at the beginning of this episode there as well. So got that going on. So, and then, of course, you will get the postcast of the Casey Metro Mile. I don't record that till like either Friday or that weekend. And then it's probably going to quarantine with me going to Duluth as well. So we got a lot going on in the month of June. so that's that as well. So go with the flow of this podcast. So again, hang with me here. There's not going to be two episodes a week, but you're going to get some good content. Hopefully, cross your fingers, get some good content like you're getting right now for the EG3 podcast. So I just want to clarify that with y'all there on that. Real quick, Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to spend too much time on him. Aaron Rodgers finally come out of hibernation. Woo, boy, Aaron Rodgers, I tell you, win your deal, Pittsburgh Steelers. So, finally, I got the notification at work today. I don't like the Pittsburgh Steelers, but this has been a big news story for the last, pretty much all year long until right now. It still is going to be a big news topic in the world of NFL football. Aaron Rodgers, one-year deal. So, looks like now it's going to be Aaron Rodgers against his former team, the New York Jets, in week one on CBS. That's all I remember from the schedule show. I remember a lot of things from the NFL schedule show, but that is one of them right there. So, that's a note there to keep in mind. Now, I know all listeners, probably majority of them are Kansas City Chiefs fans. So there's that. So, yeah, I got to deal with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. I don't think Kansas City plays Pittsburgh, actually. Unless they run into them in the postseason there, which we'll see about that. But anyway, so that was a huge news story out of there. And I'm actually recording, actually. I want to give a shout out to the Oklahoma City Thunder for getting to the NBA Finals for the second time in franchise history. They're going to be hosting game one of the NBA Finals. I'm recording that. Just 40-ish minutes away. Not 40-ish minutes away. Time's ticking. But so, yeah, 40-ish minutes away from that. They're taking on the Indiana Pacers and Tyrese Haliburton, which I'm familiar with Haliburton, was days at Iowa State. I ain't going to get into that right now. I don't know him personally. Just throwing it out there. You know, like, how do you remember that? Well, I'm a Big 12 country. K-State, Iowa State, Farmageddon rivalry. You know what I'm saying. But look, man, Oklahoma City Thunder hosting SGA, hosting Tyrese Haliburton and Pacers. This is a fascinating series. And yes, we are going to get a brand new champion. Not only that, a first time champion out of this. This is going to be fascinating. So looking forward to it. Indiana, obviously a basketball state. Oklahoma City, I think this is their only, but I think this, other than Oklahoma OU, who is not in the Big 12 no more, I think this is the biggest team they got in the state of Oklahoma. So that's huge. In the atmosphere, I cannot imagine. I cannot wait to sit down, get the popcorn out, and watch this basketball game. It's going to be some series, folks. So we'll see what happens there. So I'm recording this ahead of game one. So when this pops out, y'all are going to know what happened, who won this ball game. So we'll see what happens there on that. There as well. What did I want to cover here? So I want to touch on that briefly there as well. Oh, yes, yes. How could I not forget, right? NASCAR, real quick. I'm not going to get diving into too much. Last time I talked about NASCAR, Kyle Larson was supposed to do the double. Oh, he did it. He did it all right, but crashed out on both the races. Indianapolis 500 was first, right? I don't know what happened right there. But I'm typing and trying to talk at the same time. I don't know what happened right there, but yeah, he got put in the back thanks to a mistake by the pit crew, and he could never recover at all, and he ended up wrecking himself and taking out three other drivers himself, and that was the first of the bad day, right? Turn around, the Coca-Cola 600, bad out of hell, fast, leading the race, and all of a sudden, crossed the line too far, hits the wall by himself, on the high side. And then it just started a chain reaction from there. And then he could never recover from that because apparently there was another mistake on pit road. It was just a theme. It was just a theme of the day of Kyle Larson there. And once again, the weather played havoc in it. And luckily, I mean, I don't think he would have made it. I don't think he would have made it to Charlotte. Cause he didn't complete the 12,000 miles anyway. So I mean, to put that out there. But look, man, if I'm running the back, screw this. I'm getting on the plane. Terrified of planes, but I'm hopping on whatever needs necessary. Helicopter, even that's dangerous too. But but whatever is necessary to get to where I need to go, point A to point B. Get there safely and all that, so I can focus on the next race. I don't want to be running the back. If I'm not contending, see, this is what I'm, if I was a NASCAR driver trying to attempt this, if I'm not contending for the win, now again, Kevin Harvick, a NASCAR legend who has his own podcast, he said he didn't want to see Kyle Larson do it again. And I, in that camp, I want to see him do it again. He tried and he keeps on. Whatever, whether it's weather or crashing out, because the first time weather halted his pursuit of the whole full 12,000 miles, right? Because he finished what 16th or 17th in the Indy 500 last year, and then hopped over, and then when he arrived, it was too late because the NASCAR race was in a rain delay, and he was about to get in his race car before caution came out. Yeah, so, and then this year, crashed out in both races, running in the back. Yeah, it's not fun. That don't sound fun. Nope. If I'm going to do it, I want to be up there contend for at least a top 10 finish. At least give me that. I mean, I won't be sitting up in there, pit crew made a mistake, which they did. They did do that. Pit crew made a mistake, and all of a sudden, I'm back here in this dirty air, which... I know, like, what are you talking about? I know. I don't have a whole lot of time to break it down. That's gonna have to be further down the line somewhere. I put running and sports together on this podcast, kind of throwing it back to when I first got back in when I first entered into space. So this is gonna be a full show. So you want to fast forward to the 800 meters? You can go ahead and do preview. You can go ahead and do that. But I don't want to. Hang on NASCAR too quick, because I do want to get to the 800 meter preview. But yeah, man, this is not enough. And then wrecking yourself, crashing yourself into the wall while leading, not fun. So not a fun day for Kyle Larson 2 weeks ago, trying to complete the famous double, the Indianapolis 500, the Coca-Cola 600, the two prime jewels of Memorial Day weekend and all racing. And you can probably throw in, I did not see the F1 race. And with the other runner group, I've been seeing a few F1 races. I haven't been able to keep up with, I haven't been able to watch many of F1. I've only watched this year. This year has been a lot different, been slightly different than last year on some fronts. I'm not going to explain into that. but it's been different because I've only seen one F1 race this year. Now it's one in Miami. So yeah, I've seen the results. So in Monaco, so the if you're a huge race fan, that Memorial Day weekend is the day for you. You can relax, grill out, invite your buddies over, and watch all day racing. But for Kyle Larson, it wasn't so for him. He had a miserable Sunday, two Sundays ago. This is the EG3 Podcast. A few more minutes here on tonight's episode of the EG3 Podcast underneath the banner of the 3-Wide Pod with EG3, Eddie Greer III on rails tonight. Alright, so I'm probably going to come back to this on the full preview of the Casey Mitchell Mile when I record it over the weekend. But I do... Let me click this real quick. As I mentioned earlier... Heat Sheets in the first segment. Heat Sheets came out, and I'm not going to tell you where I land at. So that is what I am going to say. That is what I'm going to say. I'm going to keep it in suspense. I'm going to keep it in suspense there. You have to come out and watch Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie's going to be out there. I told y'all. He's going to be out there trying to do his thing yet again and try to make some noise. Oh, yeah, for sure. So we'll see what happens a week from tonight. A week when this comes out. A week from tonight.
Thursday night, June 12th, it goes down on all levels. Kids, men's masters, open, women's masters, high school, elite. So, yeah, all this is amazing. We're almost there, folks. We're almost there, folks. In the 800-meter showcase, which is new to the KC Metro Mile, it looks like from where I'm reading at anyways, it's going to be the last event. Now, I could be wrong on it, but I'm just going in order because obviously the kids' mile is always first. And then they always have the men's elite lap, but last, but they switched it up. Again, we'll confirm the schedule next week, but I went over some of the schedule. But anyways, yeah, but here are, and I'm not going to name, if I can see, yeah, all these guys. So again, I have mentioned this early. If y'all been paying attention, this is going to be Rockhurst, the host of this premier event in KC, Missouri, Rockhurst High School against Bentonville High School. Ooh, and then you have four innominous runners. This is going to be all hoes, nose bar, baby. One-on-one. Who you got, baby? This is tight. As in, yeah, this is going to be, this might, from the way it looks like it right now, could be the anchor to end the night. Next Thursday night is going to be awesome, man. I can't wait. But anyways, the anonymous people, it looks like, from what I can tell here, let me see. Spring Hill High. Blue Valley High. Yeah, okay. Yep, okay. So here's the four anonymous people. From Spring High, we'll go from him. Jack Genovic, right? From Spring Hill High, 153, right? He's going to be going against the big dogs. Bentonville and Rockhurst. Keep that in mind. They're going against each other. But these guys are these are the wild cards, right? 153. He's first. Blue Valley Southwest, Canyon Bueller, 154. And spoiler alert, the next two, 154, 800, right? Cruz Bingham and Kevin Lucic. I probably butchered that name. I'm sorry if I did. Respectively, St. Joe Benton High School and Liberty North High School. That is Bingham from St. Joe Benton. Cruz Bingham from St. Joe Benton. And then that did not sound right. But anyways, let's keep on moving. Kevin Lucic from Liberty North High School. So that's your four anonymous people. And all of them run 154 for the exception of Genovic, who runs 153. And this is 800. This is flat out moving. And then, of course, you have your... I cannot see... I believe the number one seed in this is Carter Beasley. Yep, Carter Beasley from Bentonville. And again, for those of you who don't know, Bentonville High from Arkansas. And for those of you who ran the Bentonville half, y'all should be familiar with where Bentonville is at. But Bentonville High School versus Rockhurst, and then you have the four wild cards in it. So I told you the four wild cards, right? Bentonville, the fastest time is a 150. It looks like it's 150. For an 800, this is going to be nipped and tucked, man. I believe all the races are going to be nipped and tucked. There, and then Rockhurst own Henry Acorn. He put down his fastest 800 is a solo. Now, this is not a relay. This is one-on-one, man-on-man. Let's get it on. 152. So, yeah, this is the range of 150, the slowest 800 in this... It's 154. Ooh, boy, this is gonna be something, man. I cannot wait to sit, watch this go down. Oh my goodness, woo! It's gonna be something, man. So the 800 meter showcase is new to this thing. So they threw this in here, I think 4 weeks ago, somewhere in there. Again, all the heat sheets came out, so I know for my men's masters race who I need to beat. I'm gonna leave y'all in suspense. On my race, y'all, like I said, y'all gonna come watch me race, and again. I know I'm gonna have some family and friends out there gonna be watching Fast Eddie Throwdown. Hopefully, another fast mile. There's gonna be a lot of people out there. We're gonna go out. This is the hottest night. Woo! In Kansas City, Missouri, man. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. This is my bread and butter. Cannot wait to get out there and. I've had this circle since last year, and really, probably the year before that, too. I probably said that last year, too, but, and this particularly, because
Pastor Eddie might have something brewing. We'll have to see about what we can do on next Thursday night, but I'm so jacked up. Let's get through the weekend. Let's get through, at least for my training side, two more work. I know tomorrow, as I'm recording this on Thursday night, tomorrow morning I'm going to knock out my last hard workout, and then I'm going to have a kind of a lightish speed session on Monday. And that's pretty much it there. And then it's all, like I said, hold on. I can't say it right now, but all holds nose bar, baby. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's strap seatbelt on, get ready, hold on to the roller coaster. Cause it's going to go down whether you like it or not. Next Thursday night at Rockhurst High School, downtown, kind of in the downtown area a little bit. Ward Parkway, kind of right there. If you've run the, Rocker Parkway this year or last year or even the year before that, you should know where that is. There, go check us out there. And I got asked. I know I got asked this week. Are spectators allowed? Yes, they are. Woo-hoo-hoo! Come on out. Come on out. You ain't working Friday. Come on. Come on. Come on out. Come on out. Support us. Support all the athletes out there. Support the kids. Support everybody's gonna be running this race. The highest. It's going down. It is going down. I cannot wait. We will talk more. It'll be an all mile preview on next episode of this podcast. You ain't gotta worry about NASCAR. You ain't gotta worry about Jack Caglione. Yeah, all that, right? So the next episode of this podcast is going down. We will talk all mile. Get you ready. Get you fired up for this race coming up. ET3. This is it, man. Hey, man, you gotta do it. You gotta do it, man. You gotta bear down. Gotta do something that stands out. Gotta do it. And I'm feeling all the feels right now. But man, I was just excited to get out there one more time. Had an opportunity to be a part of this thing, and a big thank you to Kansas City Running Company for putting this event on. Man, this is something. This is not every runner's. Everyone's good at something, right? Whether it's trails, road miles, road 5K, ultra, 100 milers, things like that, right? But this is my expertise, baby, right here, baby. Track, woo, been better. I mean, I got a feeling Fast Eddie gonna show off. I just got that feeling. This has got a feeling. The ETZ podcast, get it wherever get your podcast. We're feeding the bevel weekly, or when I have a chance to record. Oh, my other podcast. Oh, this is why. This is what happens when you record another podcast every single day. Of course, I'm talking about the Pearl Project podcast. See, now I can't even get them right. But anyways, K-State podcast, Pearl Project podcast, my everyday K-State podcast, and then of course the EG3 Sports / Running podcast over here. Make sure if you enjoy what you're listening to today, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, because EG3, we about to get busy here in June. Exciting stuff here in the month of June and probably the summer to come, man. Summer's here. We're here. No more school unless you're doing summer school. summer classes, but no more school, no more all that. It's time to hammer down, get the business. So definitely, if you like what you're hearing, definitely I would advise you to subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content. Y'all, we first should be notified about it. We have crossed the finish line on this week's episode of the EG3 Podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to tonight's episode. This will come out tomorrow night ahead of y'all's weekend, and I will record a full breakdown preview of the KC Metro Mile 205 fourth edition coming on Sunday. It won't come out until Monday or Tuesday, so I can have that knocked out and not have to worry about that. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the EG3 Podcast. We out.